2 Kings chapter 13 and verse 14. The Desperate King. Now Elisha was suffering from the illness from which he died. Jehoash, king of Israel, went down to see him and wept over him. My father, he cried, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. 2 Kings 13 verse 14. In this short discourse, I want to speak on this king, the desperate king. We know he is a wicked man. He's an evil king. And we know that Israel is in trouble, serious, desperate trouble. Whatever the circumstances, look at verse 7. Nothing had been left of the army of Jehoahaz. These are the sort of times around which we're talking. Except 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. For the king of Aram had destroyed the rest, and made them like the dust at threshing times. And now this king has come to the throne, and things are clearly in a desperate state. And so where does he go? Where does he turn? He turns to Elisha. He's turning to God, if you like, through Elisha. This dying man, this aged, yes, aged, old, infirm, weak, the man that he's probably despised, but now in his desperate need, he turns to this dying, aged, weak man. You see, idolatry, for idolaters, they think it's fine when the sun is shining. But when the clouds begin to gather and lower, and when the rain begins to pour, and when the suffering and the affliction comes, and when the difficult, dark days come, what do? Then they turn. So very often they turn to God. How frequently politicians do this. How frequently nations do it. My own nation, United Kingdom, days of prayer used to be. Talk about God, prime ministers and presidents of the United States. Oh, we're praying, and so on. Well, some might be sincere, but very often it's just a political word. It's just a political phrase. It's really nothing more than idolatry and superstition for them. But idolatry doesn't work, you see. And so he turns this king to God. Now, he uses this proverb, I might say, you could almost call it, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. You get a reference to this in chapter 2, verse 12, chapter 6, verse 17, chapter 7, verse 6, particularly 2:12. The chariots and horsemen of Israel, it seems to be a proverb crying out for the help of God and the desperate condition. Here is an unbeliever crying out to the Lord. And it speaks to me, and I want to speak to you about it, my friend. Unbeliever, don't leave it too late. And don't leave it for the dark day. When Elijah was addressing the people on Carmel in 1 Kings 18, he made this pretty clear point. Make a choice, he said. If God be God, serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. Joshua did the same in chapter 24 of Joshua. If the Egyptian gods are gods, then go back to them. Don't play about with all this. Unbeliever, don't dilly-dally or shilly-shally. Don't play around. Is God God or not? You see, Isaiah 46 verse 1 and on, the prophet there, God through the prophet, points out that the gods of Babylon are only good for Babylon when Babylon is successful. But as soon as Babylon goes down, those gods are useless. And the Bible is clear. We should remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Ecclesiastes 12:1. And the command and the call to the unbeliever is always, now is the day, now is the time of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 and 2. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Don't leave it to the last and dying day, to when things are desperate. This is not the way to treat God. I'm not saying there is no repentance at the end. The thief on the cross is an example of how at the very end men can come to Christ. But don't forget, as Matthew Henry said, there were two thieves there. One did come, but one perished. It's to teach us there is still hope, but to teach us not to presume. And I think that's very wise counsel. And I would use this desperate king here as an example. Here is how not to do it. Don't wait until it's tried everything else. Come to Christ now. But I appeal to you, if you have tried everything else, still come. However feebly and weakly, however badly the circumstances you've gone through in the way of treating God, call this sin, it is sin, treat it as sin, but call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and he will wash you from every sin, even your playing around with God. But learn from this desperate king and come to Christ now. Don't leave it. Come now.